Welcome back to the table, ladies. We are back with our Bible study lesson, and we are in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. So if you have your Bibles, you can open them there. If you're driving around in your car, don't open your Bible right now, because that would be dangerous. But Connie Stampfel is here with me to teach this lesson. Hey, Connie.
Yes, good to be here again.
Yes, ladies, this is lesson number 28. We are, of course, continuing from 1 Peter. So 2 Peter is titled, God's Grace Results in Godliness. And I have a feeling that this is going to be an incredible study today.
Well, we have an incredible God, and yes. I think what we're going to see is His power and does just awesome things in our lives. We're going to start by just reading our portion of Scripture, and we're going to be focusing on verses 3 to 7 today.
All right, why don't I take care of that, and then Connie will teach what we've just read, and it goes like this. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love.
All right. Well, that's quite a list, and Peter is teaching us a lot in a very just a few short verses. But we're going to start with the beginning here in verse 3 when it says, His divine power, and he's speaking of Jesus Christ, saying the in power of Jesus Christ. And that word for power in Greek is actually where we get the word dynamite from. And so this is explosive power that is infinite. And it says, has granted to us. And so it's been a gift. It's been given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And we know that in Jesus Christ, we've been given eternal life. And we've also been given what we need to have an abundant life here in this world today. And that's from John 10, when Jesus talks about that abundant life. And then godliness. And truly, that Greek word has to do with just a reverential loyalty and love for God, a true devotion for God. And so if we're in Christ and we're abiding in Him, we are going to have a godly life. And that's what is guaranteed in Christ. And then it says, through the knowledge of Him. And remember, we've been talking, when we last met, we talked about that full and complete intimate knowledge.
Yeah.
It's again, through the knowledge of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are going to be able to do what He has called us to do. And then it says, who called us to His own glory and excellence. And these are beautiful words, because the Greek word for glory is doxa. And especially when it applies to Christ, it speaks to His majesty, both as King, but even more the perfect moral absolute excellence of Jesus Christ, how He is pure in and out and in every single way please God. And so here we see shown through Jesus Christ that purity and also that excellence. And the excellence is a Greek word which means areti, and it really has to do with everything that is of virtue. And the Greeks really did a way of defining it, or thought of it as the sum of all desirable character qualities. Mm-hmm. And so it's that inward moral excellence that is seen in a person's life. And that's what Peter's calling the people who are reading this letter to, and us also. And so here we have, in Jesus Christ, who is perfectly morally pure, we have, by the power of His Holy Spirit, the way of being able to do that. Because he goes on and he says in verse 4, by which He has granted or bestowed to us His precious and very great promises. Those valuable promises, like we had of equal faith, of equal value, of equal standing in verse 1, here it talks about those precious valued promises. And then it also talks about the promises themselves means a public announcement. And so again, God has told us what we've received in Christ. And part of what we'll talk about a little later in the program today is what some of those promises in Jesus Christ are. But all in all, what we have is that so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature. And this is what's amazing to us, because by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are indwelled by God Himself. And we do have the power to do what we need to and be all that God has asked us to be. So we're going to look at a few scriptures that talk again about being indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and it help us understand what Peter's talking about and how God is going to work that out in our lives. First scripture we're going to go to is Romans 8:9.
So, all right. And this one says, "You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him."
All right. And so if we are in Christ, the Holy Spirit is dwelling in us. And 1 Corinthians 6 says the same thing and even tells us about being a temple of God. So I'm going to have Amy read that too.
Yes. Just verses 19 and 20, it says, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body."
And so we're seeing again that Holy Spirit is inside us, and we have the ability to glorify, to show forth that moral excellence of Jesus Christ in our own bodies, not in our own power again. It's the power of Jesus Christ, but it's a beautiful thing. 2 Corinthians 5:17 reminds us again of how that came to be, and it really has to do with our being regenerated by the work of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, Connie, I'm glad you picked this one. This is one of my favorite verses. It says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come."
Excellent. And really, if we go back to what Paul wrote to us in Galatians 2:20, we find again how it is that we become this new creation. It's it's actually through Christ's death.
Yeah. Connie's selection here of Galatians 2:20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me."
Yes. Oh, thank you. And so it helps us understand how when God gives us through his scripture writers, lists of things of how we are to be, we don't do it on our own power. We don't do it by saying, "I'm going to do better." No, it's we come to Jesus Christ and we hold on to him and we say, "Lord, please make me like you."
Yes. Oh, and the last one that Connie selected for today is, and there are many more in the study guide, by the way, but this is from Galatians 5, and it's verses 22 and 23, and it says, and many of you know these, you can read along with me, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law."
That is so true. And as we consider, again, what Peter's written to us here in this passage, I'm going to read just the rest of it. But I want you to compare the words of Galatians 5, those fruit of the Spirit, virtues, with the ones that Peter talks about. And there's quite an overlap, actually. But before we do that, the last part of the verse we're on here, verse 5, says, "Having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire." Mm-hmm. And again, if we've died to sin in Jesus Christ, then we're no longer under the power of sin. And we do not have to give in to it because we've got the power of Jesus Christ. Now, what Peter is going to do is he's going to give us a list of ways that we should be growing in the Lord. And it happens, one, because we're in Christ, because we've come to faith in Jesus Christ, and it's the power of the Holy Spirit working in us. I want you to notice how this list begins with faith, because that's where we become children of God, where it all starts. And it ends with love, because love is actually the ultimate outworking of our faith. And so I'll read it to us one more time. Peter then says, "For this very reason, and that's because of Jesus Christ in us and having new desires," he says, "make every effort." And so that means with real diligence, with zeal, with a true desire, it says, to supplement your faith. That means add on to, support, furnish your faith with virtue. And there's that word that we had before. It really means excellence. And virtue with knowledge. Here we come to knowledge again, that understanding of Jesus Christ. And knowledge with self-control, which is a beautiful Greek word, which really talks about holding your passions under control, about holding yourself in. And then self-control with steadfastness. And this word has to do with that endurance, that perseverance, the steadfastness, the staying under pressure. And so when things get tough, you continue on, you're faithful. And steadfastness with godliness. We've talked about that before, the devotion to God. And godliness with brotherly affection. That's where we get the word Philadelphia, which is that brotherly love and kindness and care for other people. And then brotherly affection with love, agape love, the sacrificial love. And so it's a beautiful thing if we look at this list and we say, wow, that's how Jesus Christ is and what he's desiring to do in our lives.
Hey, Connie, that is a wonderful promise. So many packed into the Bible that we can read for ourselves. And I'm just thrilled to be able to have this lesson on the internet, on live radio, and also on podcast, ladies. And these 10-minute segments that we do every day here, what we call our segment two, we've pulled those out and we've made them available to you so that you can just listen to just this section of the program and use them so that you can help maybe minister to other women, maybe coach them along, as it says to do in Titus 2, or use them for your own spiritual growth and development. And you can find all the notes in the podcast right on our website at naomistable.com. In just a moment, Nancy LeMay is going to come back in, and we're going to talk a little bit more about today's study lesson. We'll be right back.